the regular glass, like you're having something on the rocks, would be wide mouth and stumpy. Wine glasses would be rather small. Are there others? And of course there are beer glasses, which are, I always call them sort of triangular in shape, although they, you know, they're round, but they're tall and come to a point at the bottom. I guess that's about
okay.
That might be the extent of it.
That's fine. And when I was asking you about nickname, do you know another term that means the same thing as nickname?
No. I think of alias as not being a nickname.
How about pet name? Do you ever say that?
A pet name? No.
Okay. What are some common nicknames in your family?
Well, my nickname is Junkie.
Why? Why in the world?
I have no idea. It was a name given to me by my great uncle. And no one in the family quite understands why he gave me that name. But to him, it has some special significance. And so some of the family, the older members of the family, will call me Junkie. But for the most part, I'm called by my name. And of course, it doesn't bother me at all. I'm also a junior. I don't use the junior professionally, but so many of the people in the family call me Junior. My sister, my youngest sister, for some reason was called Bill by my father.
Bill?
Bill.
Your sister?
We don't know the significance of it. But he always called her Bill. But it has something to do with the bird's beak.
That kind of bill.
That kind of bill. But it was something between my father and my younger sister, so that he always called Bill. My mother was called Bunch by my father. At one time, it was Honey Bunch. But in later years, it changed a bunch. And then in later years, he stopped calling her by nickname at all, and just called her by a name. We have a nephew, my nephew, who's called Boo Boo. I think that was something that he picked up as a baby,
yeah.
And it was continued. I have a niece who's called, her name is Ida, but she's called Bucci. And now we are required by her to call her Miss Bucci.
Oh, that's better than calling her Bucci.
That's better to call her Bucci. She says that if we're going to call her a nickname, we will call it with respect.
I see.
And deference. So that we do. We call her Miss Bucci. But extensively, nicknames were not used so much.
Well, that sounds like a lot. Well, to get back then, where we picked up, where we left off the other night, if someone has been sick a while and he's up and about now, but he still doesn't look too good, you might say he looks a little bit...
peaked.
Anything else?
Weak, maybe.
Okay, then... A person who is very healthy and robust and can lift heavy weights, you say he's big and...
husky.
Anything else?
Of course, we may say he's healthy.
Yeah.
But we say he's big and strong.
How about the word stout? What does that mean to you?
Stout, to me, means a person who is